Well, South African retail sales showed growth in May, with sales up by almost 2%. This is the first uptick since the new taxes came into effect in April. Still, analysts say that the improved results are unlikely to save South Africa from a recession in the second quarter. We're joined in studio now by independent analyst Sid Vianello for his analysis of today's print. Thanks so much, Sid, for joining us today.
Pleasure.
So, as I say there, we've had May's retail sales growth recover to 1.9% in May. What do you make of how quickly the increase in costs, whether it be VAT, the new sugar tax, higher fuel levies, higher petrol price, has been digested? Or are we getting a bit too excited about what are still pretty muted numbers on the back of where the expectation had been set?
I think we've got to understand something like that. It doesn't impact overnight. Mm-hmm. It takes a number of months, probably 3 to 4 months, before the whole thing filters into the system. So, you know, April and March, in my mind, are always an aberration because of the timing of Easter.
Yeah.
So, and because the VAT came in at the beginning of April, you can't really compare April versus April, and you can't compare March versus March. Now we have an ability to compare May versus May, but as I said earlier, I don't think the VAT is in the system yet, so it's probably still got a bit of time to filter through. In some cases, prices were not increased. The retailers simply absorbed the 1%, and they would be waiting. If you're a fashion retailer, you're probably waiting for your winter stock and your spring stock to come in before it's repriced with the extra 1% on it, mm-hmm. and you simply absorb it.
So you're expecting figures to potentially get worse?
Well, the impact of the VAT, I think, could impact on it. And I'm not saying it's going to get worse, but I don't think it's necessarily in the figures yet. What I think is worrying, and I mean, you've been no doubt here in Johannesburg, been reading all about it. Most people have now received their rates accounts. Mm-hmm. And I guess given that Gauteng accounts for the major, the major component of consumer spending in the country, with huge increases in rates, and people in my area talking of 100% increases in their rates bills, that's still got to filter through, and that has a direct impact, as does the fuel.
In that context, Sid, I've got to say, it's what's interesting is that we've had furniture retailers this time around noting the biggest rise in retail sales, 14.4% growth coming through there. Clothing retailers growing sales by 4.1%. Yeah. We've had, tobacco and your specialized stores and pharmacies.
The FBT, food, beverage, tobacco, and specialist stores, that a lot of that, of course, is things like liquor and tobacco. The cigarette companies have an ability to get away with big price increases, and if you strip out the inflation for the FBT category, you'll find it's one of the biggest among all the categories, and that's really a tribute to fairly large inflation in the cigarette category. You've had some increases which are coming through now for carbonated beverages, particularly the sugary ones. Mm-hmm. That's starting to filter through.
Okay.
The furniture one, to my mind, furniture has always been very strange. How they've calculated this sort of growth, I'm dumbfounded.
Because it's discretionary spend that we're looking at with so much risk sitting on the horizon.
I don't understand where that figure comes from. And don't be surprised if next month the figure goes into negative. That's really what I'm saying. The textile one and clothing, winter in South Africa seems to have come earlier. And I don't know, maybe some people disagree with me, but it just seems to me to have been a colder winter than normal. And maybe because it's come earlier, we've seen some good sales. And remember, there's very little inflation in the clothing category. So people may feel a little bit happier about buying some clothing because there's been no inflation. Now, I can tell you now, going through into summer, there's going to be no inflation right through until the end of the year. Yeah. Because a year ago, retailers were importing at 14 to 1 on the dollar. Now, well, those who covered forward were paying 12.5. And even if you're bringing it in today, you're paying 13.2, which is below the 14. And that is, clothing retailers who talk to me, whom I talk to, they're telling me that they've got no price increases coming through. And on top of it, not only is there no price increases, trust me, they're getting better margins too, because the margin differential, a lot of it they're taking for themselves. So there are some good things actually happening. But then there are the negatives, like the municipal, but let me give you the positive. A positive that people may not have thought about is the government wage increases are only coming into effect now, but my understanding is they're being backdated. So there may be a bit of an Achterskott that comes through going forward that we haven't factored into the system yet. So there are a lot of, there are a lot of pluses and minuses in these figures. I mean, on the real side, they're not that bad after all. Obviously, because there's no inflation. You know, when you look at 3.8% in nominal terms, and remember, the share prices are based on nominal figures of earnings. And when you got 3.8, if everybody had 3.8 and you've got a lot of space growth and expenses rising more than 3.8, you've got a problem with profitability.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to leave the conversation there. We haven't even had time to get into ShopRite and its operational update, but always a pleasure, Sid, having you in studio. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Of course, Sid Vianello is an independent analyst.